People in Ireland spent today expressing disapproval of their government at the polls. Final results won't be confirmed for a while, but the outcome is hardly in doubt. The ruling party that led Ireland through its economic collapse and subsequent bailout won't be back in power. We considered turning to a financial expert for a sober analysis today of the election and of the Irish economy, but there's enough of that already. So instead, we're going to you, Colm O'Regan, for your take instead. Colm O'Regan is an Irish comedian, and I'm just curious for your own take on how important the economy has been in this election, Colm.
It's really been the central point that people have been talking about. It starts at the highest level, which is the billions and billions that we owe. I mean, the word billion usedn't mean a whole lot to us before, but now everybody's throwing around billions like snuff at a wake. And it's all about that, how much we owe the IMF, and that boils down to all the little bits of money that affect how life goes on here. So some elements of our situation were almost farce. I mean, back in November when the IMF were here, for a start there was rumors going around about whether they were here or not. And at one stage there was a rumor going around about a tall Hungarian man seen in the Department of Finance, and he was constantly being questioned about whether he was with the IMF. I think he was just there to fix some of the lights.
I've got to say, Colm, one Irish journalist we talked to said that his countrymen are never happier than when they're miserable.
I think the austerity, you know, we're slightly masochistically wallowing in austerity. It's, you know, we're almost competing with how much of a bargain can you get. Oh, I got 45 pairs of underpants for €2. Well, what was your deal? I think there's a little bit of that going on. There's a kind of a wartime spirit here as well. And I think today is actually a little, it's nice to express something positive and go out and vote. Now, you know, you can argue about the effect of each vote, but because our voting system is so incredibly complicated, our votes get counted loads of times, so they're kind of more useful than in other countries. So it's a nice spring day here. When the IMF were here, it was cold and frosty. Maybe this is the start of something new.
How hard has it been to make people laugh off a really dismal economy?
Well, we laugh at ourselves about the kind of hubris that we exhibited. Our government was going to Germany and telling them how to run an economy. Turns out the whole thing was built in a gigantic pile of cheap French and German bank debt. So we're feeling a little silly now. For a while there, we were kind of annoying.
What do you mean you were kind of annoying for a while?
You know, I think there was a certain arrogance there, and you know, in a way it wasn't really us. You know, I think as a nation we're more than that. We're you know, we're good fun, we're hardworking, but we people, you know, like our company. But for a while there, I think we were a little bit unbearable, you know, kind of like your really, really wealthy brother-in-law.
That sounds really Irish of you, I have to say.
That's what I am.
Colm, you have a favorite joke regarding money, elections, or darn near anything?
I'm in negative equity. Do you have that phrase over in America? It means that what you owe the bank is far more than what the house is worth?
Yeah, underwater.
Underwater, okay. Well, let's say that underwater is kind of like marrying somebody who then very quickly lets themselves go, in that you were never going to leave anyway, but for some reason now you feel more trapped.
I like it. I'd give you a round of applause. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Comedian Colm O'Regan speaking to us about the Irish general election and the general state of the economy in Ireland from Dublin. Thank you, Colm.
You're welcome.